It is time for another live performance here from Chris Zender and Friends. And those friends include Donnie Brown, Scott Vandell, Hank Horton, and Kay Rinker O'Neill. This is the title cut from Chris's new EP. This is Going Through the Motions.
I got ghosts that are changing my luck with sacrifice as a symbol of love. Sign me up as a candidate, cast your vote. Spill my blood on the parishes long. Flatter me with a eulogy song. You're not broken hearted or something wrong. Baby, I'm just going through the motion, watching love from behind the gates. Step inside, you get flooded with devotion. I guess the devil said what he needs to say. Roll on the lost highway with shattered stone that could never break. Be my witness, but don't give me away. But now my baby's got a criminal past. She treads lightly on the Capitol grass. Leave your footprints, mama, I'm coming back. Baby, I'm just going through the motion, watching love from behind the gates. Step inside, you get flooded with devotion. I guess the devil said what he needs to say.
All right.
Watching love from behind the gates. Step inside, you get flooded with devotion. I guess the devil said what he needs to say. Watching love from behind the gates. Step inside, you get flooded with devotion. I guess the devil said what he needs to say. I guess the devil said what he needs to say.
That's the way to spend a Friday here on Live Music Friday. So well done. Chris Zender, our Live Music Friday guest, backed quite ably here by Donnie Brown, Scott Vandell, Hank Horton, and Kay Rinker O'Neill. Welcome to the program, Chris.
Thank you so much.
Tell us about your career up to now. I know you spent some time working in Nashville before you came back to Michigan. What took you to Nashville, and what brought you back to Michigan?
Well, I had a drummer. So Donnie Brown here, I met Donnie through my drummer, Jake Bartlett. And Jake won a music scholarship in Saginaw. And Donnie was actually sitting on the panel to judge that music scholarship. So I was in a band called the Avery Set, and Jake was playing drums for that band. And Donnie said we were good enough, and that's how I met Donnie, and we've been friends ever since. Shortly thereafter, Jake moved to Nashville, and I kind of followed him there, and we continued that band in Nashville. And I was there for 3.5 years, recorded 2 albums, toured a little bit regionally, and came back probably 3 years ago and just started my own solo thing, put out an EP.
But why'd you come back?
Lots of reasons. My friends had left. Things were changing. The band had kind of dispersed a little bit. I just felt there was, I had a lot of friends who played music here. All these guys, their musical credentials far outweigh mine. So I'm honored to play with them. So, it just kind of feels like a homecoming. And
I was in Nashville when I was a little kid, but I haven't been back since. And it's got this extraordinary musical reputation. Describe modern-day Nashville for us. What kind of city is it?
Since I moved, it's my neighborhood is completely unrecognizable. I don't know if you've heard, but it's boomed in the past 5 years. There's a lot of dot-com companies opening up, like a lot of tech industry is happening there. But it's really...
It's about a lot more than music.
For sure, music scene is very eclectic. There's a lot of modern Christian bands, tons of modern country, but there's very good, you've got to look for it, but there's also very good, some good indie acts, some good traditional country acts. I don't know if you've heard, Margo Price was just added to Jack White's label. That's a great traditional country act. But it's a very eclectic scene, but it's mm-hmm. a good scene too, but you've kind of got to do some digging to find anything worthwhile. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the case in anything.
For sure. Yeah.
Our Live Music Friday guest, Chris Zender. His new EP is called Going Through the Motions. He'll open for Jen Siggott at Stober's in Lansing on April 24th, and he's going to hook up with Donnie Brown again here on Saturday the 30th for, this is just fun to say, Beer Fest at the ballpark. Good time. Saturday, April 30th. What's your earliest musical memory?
My earliest musical memory? I think the first show that
Alice in Chains.
No.
Right? No. Okay.
The first show that I played was actually at the Snowfest. Are you familiar with that?
I'm not.
Event?
No.
Okay. Well, it's a big snow carving competition.
Oh, I was talking like 4 years old.
Oh, four
that,
years old.
That musical memory.
I remember my first CD was Ace of Base. That was my first CD.
Yeah.
I Saw the Sign.
I saw the sign. Yeah.
That was a great record. That was a really good record. I still like that record.
But tell us about your first live performance.
My first show, I had a Nirvana cover band when I was 15 years old, and we played at Zender Snowfest. Like, my family were a part of Zender's.
You are a member of that clan.
And my dad was nice enough to have my band play in the tent. And it was my first show ever, and we just drove everybody out of the tent. We're playing, like, Nirvana cover song, Smells Like Teen Spirit, the worst you've ever heard it. Like, I'm 15 years old, I can't sing, and we're playing in front of, like, 60-year-old, people who don't want to hear that.
Eating fried chicken.
Yeah.
When did it, and obviously it got pretty, now how old were you at that point?
I would think I was 15 when we played that show.
You said that.
Yeah.
And when did it start to really kind of coalesce into something more serious, more substantive?
I think kind of when I started to listen to more like folk-oriented, indie kind of country music, I started to listen to bands like Neutral Milk Hotel, Bright Eyes, just a lot of the kind of, more solemn, like obtuse kind of folk acts mm-hmm. that kind of just inspired me to write, I suppose. That's kind of when I really first started writing. And it's kind of folk music.
And do you hear that? You hear that in what you're creating here now, that vibe.
You hear that
kind of in what you're doing.
Yeah. I think it's kind of evolved.
You guys kind of swing as a group. It's really nice. It's a gospel kind of swing mm-hmm. vibe to the whole thing.
Yeah. I think naturally when other people play with me, it evolves into something different. But I feel like when I first start a song, it's always kind of in the folk vein. You know what I mean? But when everyone kind of fleshes it out, it kind of has that
become
swing,
something for sure. a little bit different.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
What role did Donnie play in the EP?
I would say Donnie was a co-producer. He was there. He was definitely a shoulder to cry on when I was feeling down and out about stuff. But he's a great ear. And he's got a great musical frame of reference that, he can draw upon. And he's got great ideas. And
he's blushing.
He just makes you feel good when, you're not confident about a tune and you just need somebody to be like, yeah, it's good. You should do something with that. So, you know, he was kind of a mentor and a coach in a way. And he's a great drummer and great all-around musician too.
What's your connection to the family business right now?
I work there right now. I'm in food production. So, yeah, I've actually started there when I was 13, I think.
The faint aroma of fried chicken was in the room here.
It never quite leaves my pores.
Yeah, I imagine.
I can't wash it out.
Rachel. Where would you like to? I mean, would you like to leave the connection? I'm sure it means a lot to you. This is your family, but I mean, would you like to leave the connection with the family business behind and make music a full time thing, or do you anticipate kind of juggling the two?
Yeah, for now, it's just nice to juggle it. You know, whatever happens, happens. But I feel like I'll always be making music in whatever capacity that is, whether it's, you know, doing it full time or doing it part time or just whatever. You know, I just love making music and hanging out with great musicians.
It shows. It shows, and we are really happy to have you here today. Chris Zender's new EP is called Going Through the Motions. He'll be playing at, he's the opening act for Jen Siggott at Stober's in downtown Lansing on the 24th, and he and Donnie Brown hook up for Beer Fest at the ballpark. Sounds pretty dangerous. Saturday, April 30th. Monday on Current State. Now, back in February, a state audit revealed serious deficiencies in care, staffing, and record-keeping at the state-run Grand Rapids Home for Veterans. To explain what's happening to address that, I'll talk with the recently appointed interim director of Michigan's Department of Veterans Affairs, James Retford. That and lots more coming up Monday on Current State. Our executive producer is Peter Worf. Kevin Lavery directed the show today. Thanks also again to Scott Pohl, April Van Buren, Katie Cook, Jamie Paisley, and Drew Hill. We're going to let Chris Zender and Donnie Brown, Kay Rinker O'Neill, Hank Horton and friends play us out on Current State. Have a great weekend.
When the visions came, you made